TDM1 also showed a response rate of 44%. And overall, these antibody drug conjugates, interestingly, in HER2 mutation positive lung cancer patients are showing what appear to be, again, numbers are very small, but appear to be showing higher and maybe more sustained benefit than the TKIs.
What I'd be really interested in is whether objective responses have been observed with either one of those antibody drug conjugates in lung cancer.
Yes, so with the DS8201 and with TDM1. So in TDM1, in an 18-patient study published by Dr. Bob Lee from Memorial Sloan Kettering and JCO, of the 18 patients, 8 had objective response. Median PFS was 5 months. And in the DS8201, again, only 11 patients. The numbers are very small, so we'll need more data before we can sort of be certain about these results. But 72% objective response rate with the median progression-free survival of 14 months. So definitely there's a great deal of promise with these drugs. And to some degree, what is very interesting, having used both these drugs, that my sense, and again, this is just sense, is that these drugs appear to be somewhat, yes, they're intravenous and they're not oral, so there's a little bit of inconvenience in that regard, but the drugs appear to be quite well tolerated, whereas the TKIs that we tend to use for HER2 are not always easy on the patient. So I think it will be really interesting to see how the results of these drugs pan out in the future.
Yeah, really interesting, particularly because they're actually out on the market. So theoretically, maybe they could be accessed.
I will say that if I had a HER2 mutation positive patient today, whether it's adenocarcinoma or squamous, and for some reason I can't access a clinical trial, I would at least try to get TDM1. I would say even before the TKIs. Again, whether insurance will cover or not, I don't know, but it's something that I would at least try to get.